Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast, this being the last podcast of August 2022. Episode number like 358, 359, 360, I lost count. I should probably look, but I always forget to look. It happens. Oh well. Anyway, things going on in the press today is quite interesting. I just saw that the Senator Lindsey Graham said that if Donald Trump is prosecuted for classified document misappropriation, that there will be rioting in the streets because Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton weren't properly prosecuted. I don't understand that statement. One of them, Hillary Clinton, lost an election because of a prosecution that never was prosecuted. Just like President Trump, she was investigated for ages about those emails. So I don't know that former President Trump really has an argument. But I will say, honestly, if there are riots, if he is charged with a crime, I think as the rioters should be aware, that is simply sending a sedition charge on top of everything else he's done or hasn't done, innocent until proven guilty. We don't know that he has or hasn't done anything, but literally, I think if it comes to pass, somebody's going to have to throw the treason card out there, because that's treasonous when your followers disrupt the lawful execution of the law of the country. That's what dictatorships do, but also that's treason. That is unfortunately not a part of our Constitution or the way our country does business. So anyway, moving away from that onto the happy side, finally gave up on troubleshooting my 3D printer for a short run. I gave up. It's just too frustrating, too hard to deal with right now. So I'm looking at other projects to take on, and I've been slowly but surely cleaning out the basement, because I mentioned in a previous podcast we're moving in about a year, less than a year now, 11 months, and in that process of getting ready to move, you know, there's just crap in my office that has collected for years and collect crap in the basement. I'd kind of spread out to one of the rooms, but I had to give that room out when my daughter and her husband moved back in due to the various realities of the economic world right now. But that all said, I've got a bunch of stuff in the basement that I just need to clean. So I've been going through and carrying stuff upstairs for Goodwill. My poor wife is now looking forward to a time when she can actually happily and safely go to Goodwill with multiple people, because it will be a very difficult and long trip. Such be what it may. The other thing that I'm looking at, thinking about, and considering right now is kind of looking at, you know, the college basketball season. I'm a huge IU fan, have been an IU fan my whole life. Well, not my whole life. I started being an IU fan about when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. And I've been an IU fan ever since. But, I mean, I wasn't an IU fan in the beginning. In the beginning, I was a Chicago sports fan only. I love my Chicago teams, the Bulls, the Bears, the Blackhawks, and the Cubbies. Love them. Still love them, still watch them when I get a chance, but, you know, the reality is I wasn't a college sports fan, and then we moved to Bloomington, Indiana, and I became an IU fan. I remain an IU fan to this day. It's important to me. I enjoy watching IU football and basketball and IU soccer and IU baseball and anything else that I can watch. So that's the interesting reality. There's a potential sponsor coming up for this podcast, and I'll share that in the next couple of weeks. It's kind of fun, different, kind of wild. I've never done that before, so I'm looking forward to it. Kind of a new thing, as it were. The other thing, of course, the last thing that I'll cover today is I'm looking at, first of all, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what the value of the new iPhone is. I just don't see it right now, so I'm going to do some more research. I do, however, see some value in two products that are coming out. One of them is Riskcam. Riskcam has just released a Kickstarter campaign. So if you want to back it, I think they still have like 20 days left, or maybe 10 days left. Wrist Cam basically puts a strap on your wrist with a camera attached to it, and it connects to your watch, and it connects to your iPhone. And you can take pictures without pulling your phone out. Which it's, you know, you can take video, you can take stills. It's a nice device. I've been using one for about 2 years, and I have to say, just it's an amazing device. Great product, great solution, great team, and really fun, way to interact with the world. The other thing is the new watch, the new iWatch. I looked at it, does have some interesting new features. You know, that might be the one thing I upgrade. I may not upgrade my iPhone. The iPhone I have has everything I need in it, and there's not going to be a significant processor gain, so I don't see a lot of value in jumping on the new upgrade, so I'll probably stick with the one I have. That whole do I upgrade, do I not upgrade conversation is one that I have normally every other year. I try to avoid having it every year now, but there are times when functionality increases at a rapid rate. The new functionality that's proposed and potentially going to be included with standard phones is the integration with the existing satellite network, so a cell phone can become a terrestrial, land-based cellular phone, but also a satellite phone. Now, that would be something I would upgrade for. But right now, I mean, you know, I have a terabyte of storage, so I've got all my stuff. I've still got plenty of space left on my phone. Well, not plenty of space, about 200 gig, but you know, I've nearly enough stuff that I don't have to worry about it, nearly enough space. You know, I don't have to think about what app do I install and what other app do I uninstall, that kind of stuff right now, which is good, right? You really want to do it that way. The value, obviously, of the device is having a much stronger ability when you carry your phone around with you. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. I hope you have a wonderful end to August 2022.